本来在刚刚唱的两首诗歌里面还可以有一些分享。
I want to share something from two things you just sang.
如鹰展翅。
To soar like an eagle.
返老还童。
To become like a child again.
因他活着。
Because he lived.
我敢面对明天。
I can face tomorrow.
我们的歌词写因他活着，我能面对明天。
The hymn said that because he lived, I can face tomorrow.
今天美国有很多人上床以前。
There are many people in America before they go to bed.
心里有一个祷告。
There is a prayer for them.
我不晓得他向谁祷告。
I don't know to whom they pray to.
但祷告的内容就是希望不要有明天了。
They pray that there will be no tomorrow for them.
对着明天没有把握。
There is no assurance for tomorrow.
对着明天非常惧怕。
They have a lot of fear about tomorrow.
但我们感谢主。
But we thank God.
主的灵活在我们里面。
The spirit of God lives within us.
永远的生命活在我们里面。
The eternal life is in us.
只要生命还在，人就有盼望。
As long as there is life, we have hope.
这个盼望是荣耀的盼望。
And that hope is a glorious hope.
但愿弟兄姊妹。
May all our brothers and sisters.
抓紧这个荣耀的盼望。
Get hold of that hope.
去除心中一切不必要的搅扰。
Get rid of all that bother us.
坦然无惧。
To come boldly.
带着充足的信心。
With a great faith.
来到神的宝座面前。
To come before God's throne.
蒙恩惠。
To receive His grace.
得怜悯。
To receive His mercy.
做我们随时的帮助。
So that He can be our constant help.
我们这信主的路就有光，有亮光。
Our path to God will be full of light.
我们才知道住在我们里面的是活的。
So we can know the one that lives within us is living.
不但活着，常常把他话摆在我们里面。
He is not only alive today, he put his heart within us.
因为他说他的话托住了万有。
Because he said his words sustain all things.
万有因他的话才成的。
All things are sustained by His word.
这种极带权柄的话
，this word with authority，
住在我们里面
，is dwell within us.
但愿我们里面喜乐得以充足。
May we are our heart are filled with joy.
但愿我们弟兄姊妹中间的交通
，May our fellowship and our communication
常常是在真理的道上
，are based on God's truth.
彼此劝勉。
So that we can encourage each other.
激发爱心。
We can inspire faith.
勉励行善。
So we can all together do good work.
好，我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们再一次奉着你的名在这里聚会。
That we can come together in your name.
may 圣善的灵帮助我们。
May that good faith, spirit be with us.
开我们心里的眼睛
Open our spiritual eye.
把我们眼睛心中的帕子移除
Remove the veil that is in our heart.
好叫我们可以看见你要开恩赐给我们的事情
So that we can see what you want us to see.
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord.
因着你活着
Because you live.
我们敢面对明天
We can face tomorrow.
因着你活着
Because you live.
我心中不再有惧怕
We have no more fear.
少年人也要跌倒。
Even the youth will stumble.
强壮的也会疲倦。
Even the strong will become weary.
谢谢主。
Father, we thank you.
倚靠耶和华的必重新得力。
Those who trust in you will renew their strength.
如鹰展翅。
Like eagle.
返老还童。
They will become like child, young child.
你必用美物使我们的心得以知足。
You will nourish our heart with many good things.
我们仰望你。
We look toward you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们今天继续讲启示录。
We want to continue lesson on Book of Revelation.
上一次我们讲到七个教会的第一个。
Last time we mentioned the first of the seven churches.
是什么教会啊
？You remember what church that is?
以弗所教会。
The church of Ephesus.
神责备他们。
God condemned them.
你什么都好。
You are good in many things.
也不能说 condemn, okay? Blame.
Oh, God blame them.
你们也有忠心。
You are faithful.
也愿意劳碌。
You are willing to work hard.
也弃绝那些不好的教训。
You also reject many false teaching.
但是你们离开了起初最美好的爱心。
But you have left your first love.
所以你们要注意。
That's why you have to be careful.
你在哪里跌倒？
Where you have fallen,
你在哪里软弱
where you become weakened,
你就要在哪里靠着主的力量重新站立
There by God's strength you must restore yourself
得胜的
Those who are victorious
我必把乐园中的果子赐给你
I will restore on you the fruit of the paradise
今天我们就讲最后一个教会
Today I want to mention the last of the seven churches.
这个第七个教会叫做老底加教会。
The last church is called the Church of
Lotikus.
Lotikus.
老底加教会也有一个问题。
The Lotikus church also has one big problem.
人多。
There are many people.
富足。
They are rich.
但是没有主耶稣基督同在。
But they no presence of Lord Jesus with them.
因为主耶稣基督跟他们讲什么？
Because Lord Jesus tell them,
你们要悔改。
You must repent.
我在门外敲门。
I knocking on the door.
凡是听见我的敲门的声音，
Anybody hear my knocking?
就开门的。
And open the door.
我要到他那里去。
I will enter in.
他与我，我与他就一同坐席。
He with me and he, I with him, we were dying together.
我们里面要非常清楚。
We want to become very clear.
不是外面的活动。
Not just the exterior activity.
也不是中国新年的聚餐。
Not just the New Year celebration.
我们每个人都要有应许的圣灵。
We must all have that promised Holy Spirit.
我们必须在圣灵当中与主连结。
We must be connected to God through the Holy Spirit.
我们必须在一个灵的里面与弟兄姊妹同样活在基督的身体里面。
We must live in the one body with the same Spirit.
因着我们有圣灵
because of the Holy Spirit,
我们才知道温柔、良善和爱心彼此联系
so that we can connect to each other with love and grace.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
so that we can strive to keep a unity in the spirit
没有爱心
without the love
不能够活在身体里面
we cannot be in that body
主耶稣不在的地方
where Christ is not
更别讲要活在一起
don't even mention about living together
那种地方
that place
都是表现你的财富
I will place for you to show off your reach.
表现你的肌肉
show off your muscles.
显明你的情欲
to express your own desire.
愿今天主帮助我们
May God help us today.
一起翻到启示录
Let's turn to Book of Revelation.
第三章
Chapter 3.
第十四节
Verse 14.
好同样翻到好不好
Let's turn to the Book of Revelation.
姊妹请念十一姊妹念两节弟兄念两节好来我们把它念完好你弟兄先念好了平常我们是讲 lady first 对不对啊但是这吃饭的时候才 lady first 好读圣经一定要 man first
ok man go first
家里面带领读经的是谁啊
who should be leading the bible study
一定是弟兄
Must be the brother.
教会里面带领祷告、带领查经、带领讲道的，一定是谁？一定是弟兄，不是说看不上姐妹。
The brother must lead the Bible study, the prayer in the church.
一个教会兴旺不兴旺
？For church to be prosperous.
进来就看到有多少的弟兄在祷告室里面祷告。
You can observe by see how many brothers are praying.
这个教会坚不坚强？
Whether a church is strong,
就跟弟兄姊妹弟兄中间一交通就明白了
You can see that right away by talking to the brothers.
为什么可以明白
Why do you know that?
因为圣经告诉我们
Because the Bible teaches us.
弟兄是头
The brother are the head.
我们一定要让头能够出头
You must allow the head to show itself.
不然头不出头
If you cannot see the head,
脖子出脖子。
Not, don't just show the neck.
有人跟我讲。
Some people tell me.
我先生是头，没错。
My husband is the head.
但是我是脖子。
But I'm the neck.
所以我不转，我先生绝对不能转。
If I don't turn, then nothing he can do.
哎，这也不错哦。
对
呀。但是不合圣经教训啊。
Okay, that's not biblical.
我们有机会再讲男人女人，再讲头跟脖子，好不好？
Maybe one day we can discuss the head.
好看，弟兄先啊，十四节、十五节。
Verse 15.
那你就念英文了。English, Cantonese, whoever, anyway, God understands all kinds of dialect.
Okay.
神懂得每一种语言，只要我们从心里面发出来的，我们都一起念，好不好？十四节念到十六节，来，你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那位阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的，说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热。所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
你说
这里有一个当时候老底家地理环境的背景。
There's a geography background to this verse.
当时候老底家的地层里面有非常浓厚的镁跟钙 magnesium and calcium.
In that area, where the sea church are located, there are a lot of mineral there.
Yeah, mineral. 这些个矿物质
this kind of mineral,
在水很冷的自来水冷的时候
when the water is cold,
你没有感觉
you may not perceive them.
你把水煮开了泡茶也没有感觉
even after you boil the water, you don't see the mineral.
但就是从开水变成冷水的中间
but as the water is cooling,
我不晓得为什么
I'm not sure why the chemistry.
所以一吃下去，人吞都吞不下去，只好吐出来。
You cannot even drink the water that turns into lukewarm.
主耶稣警告他们。
Jesus was warning them.
不是说你每天早上起来要喝一杯热水。
Not like you should drink a cup of hot water in the morning.
他说我巴不得你心里向着我火热。
I long that your heart is your warm heart is hot to me.
或者你的心里向着我冰冷。
Or you are cold in your heart.
冰冷的心，主耶稣可以挽回的。
Because a cold heart can be restored.
所以弟兄姊妹
，That's why my brothers and sisters.
当我们在教会里面看到某些软弱的弟兄姐妹
，When you see some of the brothers or sisters in the church who are weak,
他们的心向着主冷淡
，Their heart is cold toward God.
请你不要用冷水去浇他。
Please don't give any more cold water.
要用主的爱把他挽回来。
Try to restore him with God's love.
因为主的话说
Because God's word says.
你或冷或热
Either hot or cold.
都可以
It's okay.
我有能力把你带回来。
I can restore you.
我最怕你的就是不冷不热。
What I fear most is the lukewarm.
他讲 lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
温水。但还有一个字，我觉得比 lukewarm 更好的。
That is actually a better word to describe it.
Mediocre.
Mediocre.
考六十分就可以了。Mediocre.
Just get 60 to pass.
我们今天当中这种人一多就完了。
If you got too many of those, you are done.
我们恨不得弟兄姊妹都是像那个以马忤斯路上那两个门徒。
I long that all the brothers are like those disciples on the road.
他们互相的问。
They ask each other.
当刚刚耶稣把他的话向我们解开的时候，我们心里岂不都是火热的吗？
Isn't our heart, they said, is our heart burned within us when Jesus talked to us?
火热不是靠着外面耍龙耍虎。
The heart, warm heart is not coming from exercise.
火热的心
a warm heart, burning heart.
A eagering heart to serve Jesus.
热忱的心
是我们里面因着明白主耶稣基督的话所产生出来的一个结果。
That is the result of understanding God's words.
这种 不冷不热，可以过就过的这种基督徒。
These mediocre people who just want to get by.
我们要自己省察。
You must examine yourself.
有的时候我走进教会，我就是一个 mediocre.
When I go to the church, I know I'm just a
我也不管弟兄姊妹怎么样。
I don't care what's going on around me.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记住一件事。
Brother and sister, remember one thing.
是你更需要这个教会。
You need the church more.
More than church need you.
比教会需要你。
懂不懂这个意思？
Is that clear to you?
你需要这个教会。
You need this church.
比这个教会需要你更甚。
More than even the church needs you.
我们不要以为这个教会没有我就不能主持了。
Never think that the church won't get by without you.
我们不要以为这个教会没有我主日学就没有了。
I never think that there will be not any Sunday school without me.
你要知道教会为你的祷告。
Remember the prayer that the church gave you.
你要知道神主耶稣基督登天以前他讲的一句话。
Remember what Christ said before you ascend to heaven.
我把我权柄赐给你。
I give you the authority on earth.
地上捆绑的，天上也捆绑。
Whatever is bound on earth by church will be bound in heaven.
地上释放的，天上也释放。
Whatever is let go in earth, on earth will be let go or set free on earth.
这个权柄大不大？
Isn't that a great authority?
大得不得了。
That is an amazing authority.
教会需要你 ，Yes.
Yes, the church need you.
需要你进来一起在身体里面服侍主。
We need you come into the same body to worship.
但是我们的心态
But our heart
不要错误了。
Do not be mistaken.
我们以为没有我也很好。
Never think that God church can do without you.
怎么样可以离开不冷不热的心？
How do we leave the state of mediocre?
不要离开教会。
Do not leave the church.
好像那些停止聚会的人。
Like those who have left the church of service.
怎么样离开这些个不冷不热的这种心态？
How do you get off the state of the mediocre?
要与弟兄姊妹真真实实的在主里面有交通。
But to be able to truly communicate in the Lord with your brothers.
我们看哥罗西书三章十六节。
Let's go to Second Corinthians.
Colossians 三章十六节。对不起啊，我突然想到这个，我一定要念的。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
圣经当中有很多很好的三章十六节，是不是啊？
Yeah,
哎，很多很多三章十六节 ，very nice。所以讲不清楚就随便猜一个就到了。看啊，三章十六节，我们在一起念：当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导。互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。不要忘记
，Always remember，
我们要用真理的道
，We must use the words of truth，
用诗歌
，Using hymns，
用爱心
，Using use your love，
彼此对说
，To communicate with one another，
口唱心和
，We be in one heart and mind，
同声赞美主。
Together that to praise God.
我们就能够活在身体的里面。
And we can live in the same body.
身体里面。
In that body.
除非身体软弱。
Unless the body is sick.
从来不应该有一个肢体是软弱的。
Never should be a part of the body is weakened.
主耶稣基督的身体是强壮的。
The body of Christ
is strong. 是胜过死亡的。
It has overcome death.
是胜过撒旦魔鬼的。
It has overcome the evil one.
我们今天有幸于主耶稣基督的身体。
Today we entrust in the body of Christ.
因他活着。
Because he lives.
我们里面充满了荣耀的盼望。
We are filled with that glorious hope.
今天我们不论往哪里去。
No matter where we go.
去礼拜四的查经班。
Bible study on Thursday.
礼拜二的祷告会。
Or prayer meeting on Tuesday.
或 或者放完假以后要回学校
or after vacation you are going back to school
甚至明天早上六点钟起来要去上班以前
or even before you go to work tomorrow
感谢主带着充足的信心
praise God who gave you that full faith
没有一点错误
without any mistake
神喜悦我们带着充足的信心来感谢他
God wants us to praise him filled with faith
美国心脏病发最多的时候是什么
You know when the most heart attack happens
礼拜一早上五点钟
5 o'clock on Monday morning
全美国
All over the country
不是全美国都发心脏病、啊、是心脏病发最多的时候就是礼拜一的清晨五点钟
It happens most often at 5 o'clock on Monday morning
为什么
Why?
周末乱吃
People eat so much
没有节制
Without self-control
礼拜天想到礼拜一早上上班
And then on Sunday begin to worry about Monday morning
想到要看到的那个老板
Got to see the boss again.
想到他上个礼拜跟我还没完没了
You are not through with him from last week
心理压力
So much pressure
血管变小
Your vessel is contracted
所以到了晚上四点多怎么样
By 4 o'clock in the morning
Chest pain
You feel the chest pain
注意哦
Be careful
我们要非常非常小心
We must be extremely careful
忘记背后
forget what is behind us
努力面前
to strive for what's coming
神教导我们
because God teach us
要为你的仇敌祷告
you have to pray for your enemy
要为你肉身的主人祷告
pray for the master who are of your flesh
你有没有听到主耶稣基督的话
have you heard his admonition
如果你这些话都不在里面
if these words are not within your heart
你只爱你所爱的人
You only love the one that you love.
你天天 bitching morning in back in the boss. 你天天都在你老板后面讲他闲话。
Every day you complain about your boss.
怎么会合神的教导？
How can you live according to God's teaching?
久久以后
with all that time,
你就变一个两面人。
You're going to be a two-faced.
然后你到教会里面来自自然然就变成 mediocre
and you become a mediocre
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
that's my dear brother sister
我们都是人
we are same human being
我们都会软弱
we are all weak
但我们都彼此需要
that's why we need one another
好不好啊
isn't that true
常常彼此祷告
we must pray for one another
重视你们教会里面的权柄
Believe in the authority God has given to the church.
靠着教会
through our church.
支持教会
support the church.
让教会在神面前蒙恩
May church be graceful in God's sight.
那么我们也在教会当中蒙恩
Then we will be blessed within the church.
像贵重的油
as a rich ointment.
浇在亚伦的头上。
Pull down on Aaron's head,
流到胡须
come down on his ears,
又流到衣镜
come down to his gown,
一直 cover 到脚
to cover down all the way to his feet.
什么意思
What does that mean?
贵重的油就是圣灵
that precious Holy Spirit.
圣灵浇灌在身体的里面
The Holy Spirit pull down on the body.
教会就是基督在地上的身体
Church is the body of Christ on earth
是那充满万有者所充满的
Church is filled with the one who fills all things
活在教会当中
To live within the church
活在圣灵当中
To live in the Holy Spirit
成为一个发热心服侍神的基督徒
So you become one who are warm heart of God
免得那一天被吐出去
Let's that you be set out.
好，继续。
Let's continue.
启示录第三章第十七节，第十七节到第十九节。
The Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子叫你富足又买白衣穿上 叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。老底嘉教会也是在圣经所有教会当中少有的。
The Church of Laodicea is one of a rare church in Bible.
没有一个赞美的话。
Hey, no praise coming from the church.
没有一句。
And not one word.
而且讲他们的时候是非常很苦涩的 bitter words.
When God blamed them, the words are very bitter.
在哪里？
Where?
他说你们是困苦的。
He said you are poor.
可怜的。
You are pitiful.
贫穷的，
you are wretched,
瞎眼的，
you are blind,
赤身的，
you are naked,
赤身不是撒西米啊，赤身
naked,
就是没有保护，
there is no protection on
you. 一切的情欲都显在外面，
all your passion are exposed.
你今天用 去广东店 吃撒西米都赤身吗？是吧？赤身不是，这个不是赤身。
It is not Chinese food.
No, that's all. Cantonese dialect called sashimi, called 刺身。没有煮过的，没关系，没关系。在老底嘉的教会，
in the church of Laodicea,
也就是老底嘉这个城里面，
that's in the city of Laodicea,
出两个很有名的东西。
There are two very famous things.
一个是黑绵羊的毛。
One is the black wool of the sheep.
所以上层社会都是穿着黑色的羊毛。
That's why all the upper rich people wear black wool.
另外一个，这个城里面有名的就是药学。
Another thing that is very famous from the city is
做眼药。
Or medicine for the eyes.
所以你很有意思啊、哦，一开始。他说什么？诚实真实做见证的，创造宇宙天地并且为元首的，阿们阿们的告诉你，主耶稣不是不光是高高在上。
The Lord Jesus who are only lofty on high.
需要五个天使一层一层的bureaucracy 啊 ，hierarchy 报告上去。
Not that God needs some hierarchy to push him up.
主耶稣基督的灵今天亲自与教会同在。
The Spirit of Lord Jesus is with the church today.
这里的教会
，this church，
不需要跟纽约的总部祷告。
You don't have to report to the headquarters church.
Headquarter church 在跟神祷告。
And then headquarter church report to God.
No,
that's not the case.
每一个人都是借着神的灵。
Everyone through the Spirit of God.
直接跟神感谢。
Pray and thank Him directly.
虽然我们可以直接。
We can talk to Him directly.
但是不要忘记，我们都在身体里面。
But still remember, you are in the one body.
左手可以帮忙抓痒。
The right hand can help scratch the.
但不要抓完羊以后就把右手折断。
But don't after you do that, get rid of your hands.
身体彼此相爱。
Each part must one love one another.
自己要向神负责。
Everyone are responsible to God.
好，所以他们当时候在老底嘉这个地区，很多的银行很非常的富足。
The city of Laodicea is a financial center.
人看你就看你是不是富足。
People look at your clothing to know whether you are rich.
所以你穿上黑绵羊毛的物 black wool coat.
When you got the black wool coat,
大家就看着你。
People respect you.
今天好多人拿的这个chap 擦嘴巴有没有 lotion？ 当时候的人可能点眼药，一点眼药，大家就觉得你很了不起。
When you can afford good eye medicine, you are rich.
所以主耶稣基督在这里讲。
That's why Lord Jesus Christ told them.
你以为你富足
？You thought you are rich.
在我看你是全然的贫穷。
In my eye, you are completely poor.
你以为你每天拿着最好的眼药水拼命点。
You thought you have the best eye medicine.
在我看你根本就是瞎子。
In my eye, you are blind.
你以为你每天都穿着黑色的羊毛衣服。
You thought you have the black wool on.
在我看。
In God's eye.
你是赤身肉体。
You are naked.
羞辱充满。
You are full of shame.
记住哦
，Remember，
这个不是说光骂这个末世的教会哦。
He is not only blame this the church of the end time。
这七封信不是从第一世纪骂到现在。
The seven letters is not from first century to blame until now。
如果我们的教会
if our church
离开了起初的爱心。
To leave the first love.
我们就要在哪里跌倒，我们要在哪里回去。
Where we have fallen, there we must stand up again.
如果我们教会里面已经缺乏了耶和华的话，
If we have lacked the words of God.
每个人都以外表来作为教会的富足的表征。
Everybody with your own exterior to represent the church's rich.
我们要像这里讲的，再来。
We must.
第十九节开始
Verse 19
凡我所疼爱的我就责备管教他所以你要发热心也要悔改看了啊主耶稣基督今天从来没有骂我们骂到我们从热骂到冷回家不再来了不会
Jesus will rebuke us until we are from cold warm
因为在希伯来书里面讲很清楚
Because in the Hebrew he clearly states
哪有父亲不管教亲子的
Where does not a father discipline what he loves
如果父亲不管教亲生的儿子
If the father did not discipline his son
那个儿子一定有问题
The son is probably not his
他不是亲生的
Probably not his own son
今天神的灵亲自生了我们
Today the spirit of God gave birth to us
他一定管教我们
He will discipline us
好，今天有人问我了。
Someone asked me，
他为什么好像只有基督徒在世上常常被管教
？How come only the Christians seem to be disciplined a lot？
你看我外面那些朋友啊
，I look at all my friends，
那比我坏多了。
They are worse than me。
哎，神却容忍他。
Seems like God put up with them。
Not fair，
不公平。
有没有碰过这种事啊
Do you see that happen?
你虽然不敢问你心里面也是滴滴嘟嘟对不对啊
Maybe you are not complaining, but you feel it.
好像诗篇七十三篇说
Just like in Psalm 76
他们所得的过于他们所求的
They got more than what they asked for
他们的骄傲像链子一样戴在颈子上面
They put their pride on as a chain
我们整天受他们羞辱
We were shamed by them
你看看你还信基督
Why are we a believer?
神怎么把这些事加在你们家里啊
What did God do to our family?
你看看我们
Look at us
靠自己
By our own strength
不要被这些事情都蒙住了
Do not be blind by these things.
神必须今生管教我们。
Today God will discipline us.
他必须在今生管教我们，听得懂不懂
？He will discipline us in this life.
因为当我们身体改变的时候
，When our body is transformed,
我们是毫无瑕疵、无可责备。
Because then we will become blameless.
但是为了那一天的灵与魂与体都能够圣洁
For that day to come where the body and soul will be pure
他今天在地上必须管教我们
Today on earth he has to discipline us
叫我们听见了他的话听见了他对我们的鞭打我们能够改回到和他或左或右你总要行在正路之上
So that through his rebuke, through his discipline, we will walk on his way.
那些罪恶的、邪恶的世代
In this evil the generations,
神纵然 leave them alone, 神纵然暂时不管他
God has ignored them.
但是有一个永远的火湖
But there is a lake of fire.
有一个白色的宝座
There is a great white throne.
有一个生命册
There is a book of life.
他们的名字不在生命册上面。
Where their name is not written.
那一天，他们要站在白色宝座面前。
One day they will stand before that white, great white throne.
按着卷宗所记载的受审判。
According to what is written in the book, be judged.
他们要受第二次的死。
There they will be second death.
进入永远的火湖。
To lead into that eternal fire.
神公不公平？
Is God fair?
公平的不得了。
Indeed, he's fair.
不要以为神今天不管教谁就是很舒服啊。
Just because God did not discipline the person that he is in comfort.
所以我们的祷告应该这样祷告。
That's our prayer should be.
主啊。
Lord.
在我信心的路上。
On my path of faith.
求主常常赐下许可的试炼。
May you give me many allow the trial.
因为圣经上面说，
Because the Bible teaches,
信心经过试炼生忍耐，忍耐生老练，
From patient we have,
老练生盼望，
and we have hope.
盼望不至于羞愧，
and the hope will never put you to shame.
懂不懂意思啊？
Is that clear?
主啊，
Lord.
当我在不听话的时候，
When I'm not obedient to you,
当我行事为人不合你心意的时候，
When I'm not doing what you want me to do,
求你管教我，
Please do discipline me,
让我经过了管教，
Through your discipline,
结出平安的果子，
May I begin to bear the fruit of peace.
这个是圣经的话，
These are the words of the Bible.
他说给那些凡经过管教的儿子结出平安的果子。
Those who have been disciplined by the Father will bear the fruit of peace.
我们讲一个生活的例子。
I want to give you an example.
大概谁家有比较小一点孩子？
Who have young children at home?
有一天我回家的时候，我的 Phoebe 只有4岁3岁而已。
When my Phoebe was only 4 years old.
我早上出门的时候跟他讲，那个时候。那个插嘴，我说你不要玩这个 lotion 啊。
I said don't play around with the lotion.
结果我回家的时候
，When I came back home，
他没有出来，他没有出来 hug 我。
He did not come back to hug me.
他每天都会出来的。
Usually come running.
那天我回家
，That day when I came back home，
我问我太太
，I asked my wife，
Phoebe 呢
？Where's Phoebe？
他说做错事了。我就说做错什么事？我才3-4岁，做错什么事？说把整瓶的这个都挤在手上面，然后想开门出来的时候滑了，出不来了，就在门里面大哭。
He used up the whole body of lotion and he cannot turn the knob to get out.
他看到我的时候
，When he saw me，
他小孩子不会讲 sorry， 他不会讲 sorry。
他不会讲对不起，
但是我就看到说 Phoebe 早上 Daddy 走的时候叫你不要玩这个。
Phoebe in the morning I told you not to play with the dog.
你为什么要玩？
Why don't you listen to me?
我就抓着他的屁股就扇下下去了。
So I stand him behind.
他马上大哭。
He began to cry.
一哭的那一刹那他就怎么样？
After he cried,
Daddy 就放起来了。我们需要被 discipline 晓得吗？
We need to be disciplined.
我们不被 discipline 的时候，我们觉得说，嘿嘿，越来距离越远。
Without being disciplined, we will be distant.
当那个鞭子一打下来的时候
，After the discipline,
你觉得痛了。
After you felt the pain,
有一个结果发生了。
Something happened.
让我们回转过来。
We can turn around.
我们可以 call him father.
We can call him father.
Abba Father.
Abba Father.
You are so faithful.
Indeed, you are faithful.
Keep me. 把我保守在你的里面。
Keep me within you.
好，所以你看啊，下面那就简单了。我们如果能够悔改
，Those who repent，
我们就会开门。
The door will be open for us.
基督就会进来与我们一同坐席。
The Christ will come again to dine with us.
懂不懂意思了
？Is that clear to you?
启示录里面说。
Book of Revelation teaches.
他叫老约翰把现在的事
，He told the Apostle John，
必而且将来必成的事
，The thing that is going to happen now and in the future，
写下来
，To write them down，
打与各个教会
，To inform every church。
刚才的事，现在的事讲完了。
He has told them about the thing that's happening now.
圣经第四启示录第四章开始。
Starting from chapter four.
要将过去的事。
He told them about things past.
未来的事。
The thing that is yet to come.
天上看地上的事。
The things that are only revealed through heaven.
地上看天上的事。
And the things that can only see look up to heaven.
今生的世代当如何的结束。
How this generation will be concluded.
永远的世代当如何开始。
How the future generation will start.
他要把我们那个 veil, 那个这叫什么？
pass
他要把我们的 pass 再一次的解掉。
God wants to remove that veil.
让我们看见。
So that we can see.
弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
今天很多的惧怕。
There are many fears.
因他活着。我就不再惧怕。
Because he lived, we have no more fear.
什么叫惧怕？
What are the fears?
你晚上开车。
When you drive at night time.
灯突然坏掉。
The light went out.
你心里第一个就是产生什么？惧怕的感觉。
First, you experience a great fear.
诗篇一百一十九篇第一百零五节说
：“In Psalm 119, he tells us,
你的
话
是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is a light for my path.
如果脚前有灯
，is a lamp for my feet.
路上有光。”
For my path.
我们一个人对着明天不会惧怕的。
Then you will have no fear of tomorrow.
记住
，always remember.
如果你里面还有惧怕的心
，you the heart still full with fear.
爱既完全，就把里面的惧怕除掉了。
Because imperfect love will remove all fear.
我们今天如果已经信了耶稣
，if you trust Jesus Christ.
而我们心里还有很多的担忧跟惧怕。
But yet you still have so many fear and anxiety.
晚上回家。
When you go back home tonight.
打开心门。
Open your heart.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
我再请你进来。
I ask you to enter my heart again.
我愿意你与我一同坐席。
I want you to dine with me.
这是主耶稣基督在这里给我们的保障。
This is the assurance that we got from Lord Jesus.
不应该有惧怕。
There should be no more fear.
不是说不能有惧怕。
Not that you cannot have fear.
偶尔有一下。
Sometimes you will be fearful.
但是如果惧怕把你弄到了这个忧郁症。
But if you are fearful, too anxious.
怎么能够做见证呢？
How can you witness for him?
把你的忧虑卸给他。
Put all your anxiety on him.
按着圣经的话。
According to his words.
你当把你一切的忧虑卸给他
，Put all your anxiety on him，
因为他顾念你
，Because he cares for you。
如果今天有一个人说
，If someone tell you，
以后我每天晚上都打电话给你啊
，I'm going to call you every night。
你打电话来干什么
？Why do you call me？
哦，我有好多的事，我想担保 you， 我想把它卸给你。
I want to 担保 you。
你连电话都不敢接。
You can't answer the phone。
为什么你不敢接
？Why not？
第一个，你也不能帮他解决。
Because you cannot resolve his problem.
第二个真实的理由是什么
？What another real true reason?
Hey, I don't care.
不管你的事。
记住一件事哦。
Always remember.
今天英文有我考一下年轻人了啊。
怎么样 ？Test 上面两句过去。
What's the difference between sympathy and empathy? 来。Tell us, teach us. Ruth, what's the? Yeah, fine.
Amen.
听懂了
啊、哦？
今天我们。与弟兄姊妹同受患难
Today we have experienced same difficulty.
不是一个同情
Not sympathy.
Keep 一个距离
There's a distance.
哎呀他怎么了我蛮同情他的蛮辛苦的
I feel sorry for him.
神不要这个样子的
That's not what God asked of us.
神要我们
God are out of you.
好像你在其中。
As you are experiencing.
我讲一个例子给你听。
Let me give you an example.
小时候我菲比发烧的时候。
When my Phoebe have a fever.
哎呦，你们孩子都晚上发烧奇怪，都不白天发，对不对？
I don't know why all fever come at night time.
通常都是晚上发高烧。
Always at night.
我就听见我太太抱着他
I heard my wife talking,
用一个冷的毛巾弄着
with a cold towel,
自己在说
telling him,
哎呀这个烧发在我身上就好了、
oh, I wish the fever is on me、嗯、
这叫做 empathy 晓不晓得、啊、同理心
to be in the same house.
不是哎呀你发烧好可怜啊、wish you well、假的那都是假的
那就是 I feel sorry for you
今天在教会里面，在身体里面，一个肢体疼痛，全身都痛。
In the same body, when one body suffers, the whole body experiences.
今天在身体上面
，In that same body,
越不俊美的
，Those who are not pretty,
越不强壮的
，Those who are weak,
我们越需要花时间去照顾他。
Even more time, the body needs to take care of it.
你十个指甲都十个指甲里面有九个都很漂亮。
You got nine of the nine pretty nails.
只有一个不太漂亮。
Only one that's not trim.
你的注意力在哪里啊
？Where should the attention be paid?
哎，就是那个不太漂亮的，对不对
？The one that needs to be trim.
你想把它弄漂亮一点。
You want to trim it.
今天在教会里面一样。
The same way in the church.
不要只看外面富足的。
Don't just look at the rich one.
不要只看外面很好的。
So don't just look up to those who are in good shape.
要看着教会当中的孤母寡女。
But the orphan and the fatherless. Orphan, fatherless, or the widow. Or the widow. Widow.
保罗跟我们讲，我们来到教会，如果不看着那些寡妇，不看着那些弱势的，我们就比地上的人更可怜。
The Bible tells us, if we don't take care of the orphan and the fatherless and the widow, we are worse than the world.
一定要倒凉水给小弟兄当中的一个喝。
You give a cool cup of water to the least of the brother.
我们一定要照顾那不俊美的。
We must take care of those who are
软弱的、
嗯、
好叫整个身体都显明那个强壮
so the whole body can manifest the strength
好第四章看
we continue in chapter 4、
我还有十分钟
I think I can
没问题了今天一定要把第四章第五章大概讲过了啊。
Let's try to finish
看啊一到三章
chapter 1 to chapter 3
七个教会讲完了啊
mention seven churches
这是天上看地上
That's a vision from heaven
懂啊天上看地上的情况
A vision from heaven on earth
到了第四章第一节我们看来
Start on chapter 4
第一节我来念你们听此后我观看见天上有门开了我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说你上到这里来我要将以后必成的事指示你看到了他跟他讲
You tell him
Look up
Come up here
我要将以后必成的事指示你
I will show you what must take place after this
你看啊这第一次老约翰往上看
The first time Apostle John look up
他要看将来发生事情的指挥所在哪里。
He wants to see the direction where the things to come are going to happen.
神就在这一刻把那个 commanding center 那个指挥所完全的显明在于老约翰的眼前。
God revealed the commanding center of things that's to come to Apostle John.
他看到一个宝座。
He sees a great throne.
还有坐宝座的。
And the one who's sitting on it.
天上的宝座
the heavenly throne,
永远的宝座
the eternal throne,
以及那个 chief in command
and the chief,
commanding
chief
在哪里啊不是在 Washington DC
That is not in Washington
他是在天上的宝座有一个宝座并且坐在上面的
It's the heavenly throne with and one sitting on it
当这个天使跟约翰讲说，你来，约翰听到有吹号的声音。
When angel told him to come up here, he heard the sound of trumpet.
你注意哦，圣经上面每次讲到吹号的声音哦，都是要你特别注意哦。
Every time Bible mentioned the sound of trumpet, something that you want to pay attention to.
极大的事情要发生了。
Because great thing is coming after that.
那一天我们要被 raptured.
The day when we are taken up.
我们要 resurrected.
我们复活的那一天。
天上有什么？末次号角吹响的时候
，There will be the last sounding of the trumpets.
没有人会听不到的。
Everyone will hear it.
那没有信主的人会听不到的，通通听得到。今天有人摆三个那个 iPhone、iWatch、iPad， 叫他早上起床，有没有
？Some people use all these to wake him up.
他还是不起来。
He did not hear a thing.
还在那边睡。
He is sleeping.
但是那一天末次号角吹响的时候
when the last trumpet sounded,
我们都要改变
Everyone will be transformed.
不要忘记这样的盼望
you must remember
好大家再看第三节第四章三节看啊、哎、拜托看一看然后你回家也跟着看嘛、哦、这样子再三四次我们把这个讲完至少你对着启示录、哦、没有什么 fearful没有什么惧怕而且你知道神把那未来的事情已经告诉你了让你里面 take heart 放心了
We should all study at home also so that we can understand all these chapters
好看第三节我们念了啊看那坐着的好像碧绿又像红宝石又有红围绕的好像绿宝石宝座周围有24个座位，上面坐了24个长老，头都戴着金冠冕。但是呢，有闪电，有声音，有雷轰从宝座中发出来。好，看啊，这个时候吹号的声音叫老约翰向上看。
The sound of trumpet, tell him to look up.
他第一个看到的就是指挥所。
First, he sees the commanding center.
那一个指挥所里面有一个宝座，还有坐在其上的。他实在讲不出那个坐在上面的像什么。
He really cannot describe the one that's sitting on the throne.
他就说他好像碧玉，好像红宝石。
He described him as like jasper, as a ruby.
好像绿宝石。
As emerald.
不管。其他的书怎么解释啊、哦？每一次讲到红宝石，他就讲到救恩，这都没有关系。这是形容神那个宝座上面的荣耀。
John is trying to describe the glory of God on the throne.
但有一个东西 ，John 又看见了。
John also see another thing.
红。
You see the rainbow.
红什么时候出现的
？When did rainbow appears?
红。对，下雨之后，我说红在圣经上什么时候出现的、
啊、？Usually when does the rainbow appear in Bible?
就是挪亚方舟，过了以后，神说我要用红与你们立约，我不再用水毁灭这个世界。
After the flood, God used the rainbow as a new covenant with them, with us not to flood the earth again.
那个红
That rainbow
经过了千年
After a thousands of years
直到那一天最后的日子
Until the last day of time
神是守约施慈爱的
God who keep his promise and merciful
这个红永远在神的旁边
That rainbow will be with him forever
刚刚讲得很好啊
Someone mentioned clear
红是从太阳跟下雨产生的
rainbow comes from sunlight and the raindrops
所以主耶稣说什么
that's why Jesus says
太阳照好人也照歹人
sunshine on the evil and the good
神降雨给义人也给不义的人
God rain on provide rain for the evil and the good person
神的慈爱永远长存
and the mercy of God is forever
记住哦
always remember
神的怜悯永远长存
the mercy of God is eternal eternal.
在他旁边有24位长老。
Beside him there are 24 elders.
有人说24位长老就是新约的12个使徒，旧约的12个支派。
Maybe people say they are the represent 12 disciples and 12 tribes.
没有关系。
Doesn't matter.
都真的是无所谓。
It really does not matter.
我们就知道有一个24个的被造的代表。
We know there are 24 representatives.
他们是在神旁边敬拜神的。
They are standing with God, worshiping Him.
他们也许是在天上，长子总会里面在那里办事的。
They might be the people working within the commanding center.
这都没有关系。
It does not matter.
只告诉我们。
It tells us.
除了宝座和坐宝座的。
Beside the one sitting on the throne.
周围有好多处理天上事情的受造之物。
There are many created creatures that were there with him.
他们好像在预演一个聚会。
Look like they are heralding a service.
所以最后第四章结束的时候，我们看到24位长老他们在敬拜的时候，把自己的金冠冕都脱下来，然后向着羔羊敬拜。
That's why in the end of the chapter we see the 24 elders take off their throne to worship the one on the throne.
今天好多自私自利的基督徒。
Today there are many selfish Christians.
他们整天就想得着这个冠冕。
All they are looking for is that throne.
而且大的冠冕。
They want a big throne.
他以为大冠冕可以摆在这里 show off.
They think that crown they can use to show off.
那一天再大的冠冕。
Whatever the size of the crown.
都要脱下来摆在宝座的面前。
Whatever the size, God will ask you to take it off, to put it before the throne.
因为我们不能窃取神的荣耀。
Because we cannot steal God's glory.
神怜悯了我们，叫我们在地上服侍他所拣选的。
God has shown us mercy so that we can serve the one he asked us to.
有一天我们要把这个冠冕全然的归给神。
One day we will give the crown back to God.
好像诗篇上面说。
Just like in Psalm
荣耀归给神，归给神，不要归给我。
The glory be to God alone.
所以我们常常说，荣耀单单归给神。
That's why we always say to Him alone be all the glory.
但是很多，我有时候看弟兄姊妹运用这个的时候，稍微太过于坚强。
Sometimes I see people use a very strong expression.
你帮忙一个弟兄，弟兄回来给你讲谢谢。
You help somebody, he come back to thank you.
你就跟他讲说，哦不不，谢谢神，不要谢谢我。
Why don't you say, oh, thank God, don't thank me?
也不必这样子啊。
We don't have to be thankful.
我们在地上做人，还是有人中间的一些礼仪嘛，是不是？
We still want to show courtesy among ourselves.
但是如果真的那个弟兄回来谢谢你，因着神动了奇妙的大功。
If the brother come back to God to help thank you because God worked through you,
你可以就在那里牵着他的手，两个人简短10秒钟的祷告。
Together you can pray.
一起把感谢荣耀都归给这位行事的神。
Thank God for what He has done.
把那个小小的冠冕也摆在神的面前。
Put that small crown.
然后说这句话，你看他说什么？
And to say that word.
十一节，看4章11节。我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物因你的旨意被创造而有的。哦，他是什么？万物是因他而有，因他被造，并且依靠他，还要归给他，是不是？
Yeah, because you created all things and in your way they are created and have their being.
好，第四章有没有什么问题？第四章就是他带着老约翰看上面那个指挥所。
In chapter four, God guided him to look up to that commanding center.
不要忘记指挥所，除了我们刚刚讲的，还有这几个东西，以后我要讲的。
Yeah, there are a couple things in that.
第五节，闪电声音雷轰。
There was thunder, the peal of thunder.
这个都是大灾难里面的内容。
These all represent the item in the time of tribulation.
记住，主耶稣第一次来，圣经称他为神的羔羊。
When Jesus came first time, God said he's the Lamb of God.
主耶稣第一次来，他说我来是为了寻找失丧的羊。
He said, first I came to seek the sheep who are lost.
我来为了你们的罪付上代价。
I came to pay the price for your sin.
两千年前这件事情已经成了。It is completed.
This is completed 2000 years ago.
如今主耶稣这一位被杀的羔羊在他的宝座前面。
The lamb that was killed, then.
就是闪电。
He will become
lightning
of thunder,
跟雷轰
and peal of thunder.
后来到了第五章
and then up to chapter 5,
看大家看，我又看见坐宝座的
and I see the one who's sitting on the throne,
手里拿了一个书卷
there's a book,
书卷就是神的旨意卷起来的一个书卷
the book.Oh, that's where the God's word is written.
有七个印，通通封严了。
There are seven seals.
而且在上面说，第三节，五章三节，看啊，在天上、地上、地底下，没有能展开、能观看那书卷的。
But no one on in heaven or earth.Or under the earth could open the scroll.
老约翰知道那一个书卷就是终结这个现今世代的旨意。
That scroll, Apostle John knows, is the will of God.
如果神的旨意被封住了
，When the scroll was sealed,
我们就像在黑暗中
，We would be like in darkness.
我们天天都害怕。
We will be filled full with fear.
所以老约翰听到说没有一个天上地上的能够配得展开的，老约翰就怎么样？第四节，因为没有配展开书卷的，配观看那书卷的，我就大哭哦。
He wept because no one is found worthy to open the scroll.
今天我们把圣经掉了也没有，都是大笑，哈哈哈，没关系，再买一本。
Today, if I lost the Bible, I doesn't mean I can get another one.
我们教会那个 lost and found 里面有这么厚的圣经。
In our lost and found section, there are so many Bibles.
最讨厌的，里面还有名字。
And they are name on it.
都不好意思去还他。
We are too embarrassed to give it back to him.
因为有一次我去还一个人的时候，我说你的圣经在这里。
I got your Bible here.
他说 I owe you my iPhone now. 那你怎么办呢？
I don't need to use my iPhone.
但是老约翰不是这样子，他那个时候没有 iPhone，
Again, Apostle John doesn't have.
他也没有 WiFi。
Hey, no WiFi again.
当他听到神的旨意没有办法敞开的时候
，When he heard it, no one worthy to open the scroll，
他就大哭。
He wept.
弟兄姊妹，那个书卷里面写什么
？What is in the scroll？
那将来要发生的事情。
Thing that is to happen.
末日的雷轰
the wind of the end time.
末日的声音
the voice from the end time.
末日的审判
the judgment from the end time.
结果呢？长老中有一个说
，And then one of the elders.
你不要怕，你不要哭。
Do not weep and do not be afraid.
那被杀的
，Behold, the one that was killed.
犹大的狮子。
The Lion of Judah,
大卫的根
the roots of David,
他可以打开那七印
He is worthy to open the scroll.
弟兄姊妹，一切里面的忧愁
All our anxiety,
因着耶稣基督这位羔羊
Because the Lamb who is slain,
他被杀的时候是羔羊
When he was slain as a lamb,
但如今他已变成了什么？狮子万王之王，万主之主。
The king of the beast.
他必要用闪电声音跟雷轰
，through thunder and flashing of lightning，
把神末后的计划全然的显明出来。
He will reveal God's final will.
弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters，
第五章你回去看
，Study chapter five，
当那一个印就要展开了。
When the seal was opened,
今天我们就讲到这里。
We will conclude right here.
老约翰被用吹号的声音 看到了天上的指挥所。
Apostle John was led to look up to the commanding center in heaven.
看到谁坐在指挥中心。
He saw the one who's sitting there.
谁把那一个书卷可以打开。
He also see the one who worthy to open the scroll.
谁是下命令的那一位。
Who is the one giving command?
他有没有看到以后大更大哭啊？
Did he weep more after that?
没有大哭了。
No.
神的旨意向我们解开了。
Once the will of God is revealed,
就使得愚顽人得着智慧。
And then the foolish will gain wisdom.
求神帮助我们。
May God, help us.
有一个 happy and healthy Chinese New Year.
真是新年快乐，
但是里面不要忘记主。
But always remember your Lord.
下次二月五号我再回来的时候
，When I come back in February，
我们就开始开第一印哦。
We're going to go through each seal.
但是我讲过了，我们不在这些上面多说或多做一些不必要的解释。
I'm not going to go into a lot of unnecessary explanation.
只要你能够明白
，So long as we can understand.
末后的日子。
The thing that is to come,
末后所要终结的事情
the thing that will happen at any time,
都已经在这位被杀的羔羊犹大的狮子大卫的根的手上
is all in the hand of the lion of Judah.
所以他告诉我们
That's why he tells us,
倚靠他的必不羞愧
Blessed are the ones who trust in him.
我们祷告
Let's pray.
主耶稣我们感谢你
Lord Jesus Christ we thank you.
我们多么盼望也有那个大声音向我们说到上面来
How we hope to get a great trumpet to tell us to do.
你要我们常常思念上面的事情。
So we can think of heavenly things.
不要思念地上的事。
那就是 earthly things.
主啊。
Father.
那要来的就要来。
The one who is coming is coming.
还有一点点的时候。
A little more time.
但愿我们把这预言书上所写的。
May we understand the book of the prophecy.
都能够读过听过。
That we can read and we can hear.
并且藏在心中。
Keep it to heart.
我们里面不再惧怕
that we have no more fear.
我们充满荣耀的盼望
that we be filled with your glorious hope.
纵然当这七印打开的时候
Even after all the seven seals are open,
我们也要经历一些苦难
as we have going to experience some difficulty.
但我们深深知道
but we deeply understand.
你已经胜过这个世界
You have overcome the world.
我们所信的主耶稣基督
the one that we trust, Lord Jesus.
世界和其上的国都将属于你。
Because all the kingdom of the world will belong to you.
保守我们在教会中的心。
Protect us in the church.
人人都火热侍奉主。
That we will be all eager earnest to serve you.
并且愿意花代价。
That we are willing to pay the price.
让我们的眼睛得以明亮。
That our eye might be opened.
让我们能够身穿白衣。
That we be wear that white gown.
荣耀归给神
May you be the glory.
谢谢主奉耶稣基督的名祷告
We thank you in Jesus name.
Amen. 好谢谢
刚刚在听陈弟兄讲话要我们打开圣经的那个的时候我都发觉那弟兄姐妹都非常小心的把那个把那个圣经关上因为他是怕发作的声音好非常感谢神把由陈弟兄带给我们的分享让我们来唱我们今天的回应诗歌这一生最美的祝福因为神他的活着我们得到了他最大的祝福 让我们弟兄姐妹都把神的怜悯神的祝福都放在我们的心我们唱两遍